Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
It's not the end of the world. It was inevitable. Knew something was coming down the pike. Yes, I'm talking about the reduction in the slot from 28 to under 38 to 28 to under 31 inches. Hey, we're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of May 6th and 7th, and we're talking stripers. Here's what you do. One, apply for the bonus tag. Okay, worried about some meat. And hey, man, I love eating stripers. Get the bonus tag. Tied to another fish. They're going to be, the New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council has a meeting, was it next Thursday? It's going to be at the Stafford Community Center, East Bay Avenue in Manahawk, and starts at 5 p.m. If you can get there, go to njfishandwildlife.com. Look for the press release, and you can register online to get there to attend virtually. It was coming. So we knew all about it. My phone going crazy, getting calls over to Depot going, it's not the end of the world. And for those, believe me, I can empathize with you. Those who say once you surrender something, you'll never get it back. Anyone out there old enough to remember the moratorium on catching stripers? Striped bass, as I've heard called in parts of Southwest Jersey. And it came back. The fishery came back. Is this necessary? I think, hey, you know, there's some organizations out there, angling organizations, so to speak, that would, I think their ultimate wet dream from this corner is to see striped bass strictly catch and release and artificials only. American Saltwater Guides. Hey, check this out. That organization, they're very pro for it. God bless. That's their thing. Nonprofit group, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. You don't even have to be a guide to belong. But these people, they pound. And they got it. So this is what you do. Next Thursday, 5 p.m., we'll see you at the community center there, Stafford Community Center, East Bay Avenue in Manahawkin, and the New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council has to weigh in on it. It was a 15-1 vote again. New Jersey was the only vote against this. It's supposed to be implemented by July 2nd. Do we have options? I don't know. That's why we're going to have the meeting, and we'll go from there. And a quick reminder, the event that was supposed to be held today, Atlantic City Saltwater Anglers Fishing Flea Market, well, it's pushed off until tomorrow, May 7th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Egg Harbor Township Elks Lodge, 1815 Summers Point Road, $5 admission. Going to be some great deals on there. Trout season in South Jersey is about, is done this coming week. Only, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 waters being out of state. It'll go through the Friday Memorial Day weekend, but you're going to have to go central and north for that. On Monday the 8th, Toms River is going to get 530. North Branch, the Toms will get stocked two more times, but that in the TCA, but that's about it. North Branch and Matiticonk gets 320. The South Branch and Matiticonk gets 500. Now, you can't fish these waters until 5 p.m. on Monday. Thursday's the big day, the final shot. The Cohansie's going to get 160. The Morris River's going to get 330. And the Southwest Branch, rather, the Rancocas Creek, is going to get 180. So, that wound up pretty good trout season out. They put a lot of fish out. Don't forget to register for the Hunter Safety Course. If you avoid the midsummer, late summer, and early fall, it's packed. Register now. Try to get it done in the late spring. Hey, Fish and Wildlife has put out, go to njfishandwildlife.com for this, the 2023-24 migratory bird seasons. And all of the population status is ducks, geese, woodcock, rail birds, gallinoos, snipe, and whatever. I love those rails. They're just so underutilized, and they are fun to hunt out there on the meadows in September. And before we wrap it up, get to our next guest. We have a shout out. Tom Farrell and Ken Danick from Lake Orion, Michigan. I ran into these two gentlemen at a tackle shop about a week and a half ago. Back in Jersey. Well, Tommy Farrell is back in Jersey. Ken's heading back up to Michigan, actually Ontario. So, hey, thanks for listening, guys. Greatly appreciate it. Great to make your acquaintance and talk some Michigan and Ontario fishing. Okay, people, grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio Jam Show. Hopefully, we're going to end it with some reports on the back end. Again, it's going to be May 11th, Thursday, New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council, 5 p.m., Stafford Township Administrative Office Building, 260 East Bay Avenue in Manahawkin. Let your voice be heard. As the late Bob Grant said, your influence counts. Use it. And you can attend virtually. Again, go to njfishandwildlife.com. Click on a saltwater link if you want to register to attend via the computer or your phone. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
As a local bank with deep roots in Cape May County, Crest Savings Bank's directors, management, and employees are all part of your community. We are your neighbors, friends, and family. Our financial centers serve your personal and professional deposit, loan, and wealth management needs. We are thankful for the opportunity to serve our residents and visitors for over 100 years by providing small-town customer service with modern products. Crest Savings Bank. Banking is what we do. Community is who we are. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Don't forget to pick up, if you don't subscribe already, shame on you, the May issue of the Fisherman Magazine. Outstanding. I don't know what they do for an encore up there. Outstanding issue. As always, the first thing I go to, Jim Hutchison Jr.'s editorial. I tell you, he knocks it out of the park again. Eminence of Front, about the wind farms, the financing, and what's involved behind the scenes with banks and whatever. It will make your head explode. But from Hutch, you know, we expect no less. But don't forget, it kicked off May 1st, the Fisherman Magazine's 2023 Dream Boat Fishing Challenge. They've been doing this thing for, it's got to be a couple of decades. It just keeps getting better and better. There are the seven categories. And Steiger Craft, you got a great grand prize. There's more prizes, I think, than fish in the ocean and the bays to be caught. Very special guest on the line, making time for us in his travels. And a few chances he gets to fish is Mike Caruso. He is the publisher president of The Fisherman Magazine, has issues in New England, New York, Long Island, New Jersey, Delaware Bay. Mike Caruso, thanks for joining us, bro.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Hey, thanks for having me on. And hello to all the anglers down there in Jersey.
Oh, man, Jersey guys kick ass. We kick ass here. Jersey guys and girls kick ass. You see that cover? That I understand she works for that girl can. Oh, she does area rugs and doormats, Caruso.
Now, she is a great angler and so many good things in that issue. Thanks for the plug on the May issue.
Oh, it's packed, man. Packed.
Well, it's got to be good, you know, as we start out the season. You know, this is the time where we know everybody out there's got urgency. You know, although we had a pretty mild winter, you know, we still, and we had a long season last year.
Right.
Especially in New Jersey. You guys had an historic run of striped bass, you know, and really great to see if that fishery, to see what you guys experienced. Really great. I'm calling from Long Island. But definitely get down to Jersey frequently to fish. But I'm always amazed with your fishery and definitely amazed with the people, too. I mean, definitely a pretty intensive breed of anglers.
Yeah, man. We're small, but we're mighty. Hey, Mikey, now, I don't know if I'm not key on this, but this Dream Boat's been going on for, what, 20 years? Close to 20, a little over 20?
Close to 20, you know, and every year it evolves a little bit. But the premise is always the same. You know, this is a season-long, multi-species, region-wide, and that means from Maine all the way down to Delaware.
Yeah.
Where our subscribers, you have to be a subscriber. This is for our community of subscribers. So if you don't subscribe, you know, you can't enter fish. And so when you're actively fishing out there, you never know what you're going to come across, what you're going to catch. And I know so many people are out there often, you know, so this gives you the opportunity to weigh in those fish. Just subscribe, you know, subscribe to the magazine and you are eligible. And, you know, it's a point gathering system where we do have seven different species: weak fish, fluke, blackfish, bluefish, porgy, black sea bass, and sea robin, even sea robin.
The sea robin, Tom P. Fish. Thank you, Mike. I love you guys for that.
I mean, arguably the one fish that's caught the most. We might as well you know, include it. So there's 10 positions for each one of those fish. And, you know, the highest weight fish is at the end of the contest. in first place gets 10 points. The second place will get 9 points. The third place gets 8 points. All the way down to that 10th place position, you still get 1 point. So it's a point-gathering competition. So if you have, you know, multiple fish on the standings board with different points, you know, your cumulative total is how you win this. And
right.
So you got to be fishing throughout the year. Now, you know, we kind of change it a little bit each year. This year, we definitely made some, I would say, very significant changes.
Go into those, Mike.
Yeah. The biggest one, and I think this will be refreshing to a lot of people, past winners, dream boat winners, guys who won the boat in the past, these legacy group of incredible anglers, are now not eligible to enter the contest. We wanted to pave the way for new people to win. You know, very often through the years, we were seeing some of the same folks who won those boats, you know, win again. And honestly, we like I said, we want to open up the chances. So
good move.
Really different competition this year, and it kind of cleared the slate. And with great respect for the guys who have won, they are legacies. They are a super species of anglers, and you know we honor those guys. It's just different now. I expect you know that this will encourage more people to get involved. The other thing we did, and I'll go through the prize structure in a minute, but we added a new prize structure. We're calling it a wild card. And just last week, we randomly selected. We have a surplus of some prizes. Accurate fishing reels. There's some pen reels. We've got a psionics night vision camera for your boat. We got an angle cooler, etc. A lot of cool prizes. So what we did was we randomly selected. We had kind of like a spindle where we had little ping pong balls in there. Each one was matched up to one of the. Each one of the species and the 10 different positions that we just pulled out, you know, first place porgy would get, you know, a prize. The last place bluefish would get a tsunami reel. You know, we plugged in randomly all these prizes so that you don't have to be the first place guy to win. You could be a 10th place black sea bass at the end of the contest and win a pen spin fisher. You could be the ninth place sea robin and win an angle cooler. So what we've done is made this, and you know what? We're going to be adding prizes to the wild card section throughout the year. So very new. Hopefully it inspires and encourages more people to get involved. Again, you got to be a subscriber. And we, you know, listen, the product alone, that magazine alone, and everything you get online, I mean, it's well worth the $29.95 that we charge, but you also get entry into this really amazing tournament. The biggest thing is the first place prize. So we've got a 21-foot Steigercraft Classic set of consoles powered by a Yamaha 150 outboard with mechanical rigging. We got, you know, there's a 13-inch Hummingbird, a Minn Kota Riptide trolling motor.
Oof.
And an Orion offshore first aid kit, but this boat is rigged and ready to go. It's a really great.
It is tricked out. Mike, as an aside, not just any of your buddy here on Stalker, but again, I don't have friends, people. I have enemies and acquaintances. Very good acquaintance of me and a lovely Dee Marie was telling me he keyed it on a Steiger. He's a fisherman's friend. Keyed it on a Steiger. He says I can't win anything. Went to buy one. He saw it at the AC Boat Show. 18-month wait. Those Steigers are hot. You know, hot.
The thing that's really interesting about Steiger craft is Alan Steiger is a lifelong fisherman. He's a passionate fisherman. He's a passionate boat builder. He's really one of the few fish boat builders in the Northeast. You know, so boats are made to be run on the kind of seas that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're made with features that actual anglers, you know, that will benefit and resonate with actual anglers. I mean, they've got really, it's really a well-built boat. I think anybody who wins any of the Steigers that we've provided, you know, has really been very happy.
Definitely a test of that. Okay, Mike, listen, hang in. We're up against a break. Joining us on the line is Mike Caruso, president and publisher of The Fisherman Magazine. They have editions in New England, New York, Long Island, New Jersey, and Delaware Bay. And, of course, the reach is all the way down in the Delaware. We're talking to the close to the 20th anniversary, the Dream Boat Fishing Challenge. It started May 1st. Seven categories. Got weak fish, sea robin, fluke, black sea bass, porgy, a.k.a. scup, up there in Long Island, whatever, bluefish and blackfish. Grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Get your competition on, man. I'll be right back.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. We're back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of May 6th and 7th. The glorious fifth turn of the calendar paid. Man, everything's going on. It's me. Still trying to get some turkey hunting in. We're talking with Mike Caruso, president and publisher, The Fisherman Magazine. The Dream Boat Fishing Challenge kicked off on May 1st, going to run through November. Again, I mentioned seven categories. Qualifying fish, weak fish, minimum weight 5 pounds, for sea robin, minimum weight 2 pounds, for fluke, minimum weight 7 pounds, black sea bass 4 pounds, porgy scup 2 pounds, bluefish 15 pounds. Whoa, hey, 15 pounds. And blackfish 7 pounds. Well, I just got scratched out of a bunch of categories, and there are prizes all over the place, including the first place grand prize is the tricked out Steiger craft. But let's get into this is what I would want to, because I've been down there. The second place prize, and we'll get into the other ones. We're short here. Mike's time, I don't know where he's going to be, flying off somewhere to go fishing again. Or just as likely, he'll be in Long Island Sound knocking a snot out of Tide Runner weak fish or bass. Who knows with him? Second place, fishing trip of a lifetime to Marina Pesvea in Costa Rica. Paradise. Paradise, 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 Mikey. What a place. Oh, second place. I think I'd rather win that than the boat.
Yeah, Tom, that Marina Pesvela is an awesome place. I mean, that facility is, it's elegant. It's just, you know, it's really, it's you can see some beautiful boats at the marina. The boats you go out on are really great. They are really within close proximity to the fishing grounds. And, you know, they've got a history of producing lots of fish. You will be in paradise at that location. Easy to get to, not a big deal. You know, you're flying to San Jose.
Bing.
And then, they take a puddle jumper to Marina Pesvela. That third place prize is pretty cool too. The Sea Eagles is making just incredible inflatables, and this.
Oh my God! This, yeah.
Yeah, this 350 FX is really great. You know, it's, you know what I love about these is you can get access to just about anywhere. This easy to deploy.
Yep.
You know, great prize. I mentioned those wild card prizes. There'll be more that will be including. So for every one of those species. The seven species, we at the end of the contest, the largest fish, heaviest weight, will receive a fish mount from Gray Taxidermy.
Whoa, Mike, that is aces, man.
Yeah, no, those are beautiful. Those guys are real artisans. And they also get a premium pair of Finor sunglasses. Then every month, we've got a fish of the month. Let's see, weak fish is May, and sea robin is June, and fluke is July, and black sea bass is August, porgy September, bluefish October, blackfish November. And so you get a tsunami shield reel, a tsunami armor tech rod, and a Dexter outdoor fillet knife. So cool prizes there. And then everybody on the standings board, which there will be 70 people,
wow,
will get you know, a premium pack of owner hooks and a lure from Tsunami. So, you know, there are a lot of prizes, but there's more to come. So I hope everybody just follows along. You know, you can get it through our free e-newsletter that comes out twice a week for New Jersey.
Yep.
You go to the website, which is wall-to-wall coverage. And, of course, you know, get the magazine. It's got more content than anything we do. So, you know, and it's... you know, it's something about print, you know, and I think, you know, a lot of people are still really, it's still in great demand, you know, and, you know, the Fisherman Magazine is prolific throughout New Jersey. And, you know, now, of course, you know, you could, when you subscribe, you get involved with this dream boat contest, and who knows, you could go to Costa Rica. You could be popping around on a Steiger craft.
And listen, let me tell you about Costa Rica. What's great about it, I fish Parismina, you know, the Caribbean side, you know, for the tarpon and stuff, whatever. On the Pacific side, as Caruso said, you're within marlin range. Jesus, like 15 minutes out of the marina, if that.
You got
the roosters, the mahi. It's just an incredible place.
Expect blue marlin, sailfish, yellowfin tuna.
Yeah.
There's wahoo. Inshore, the rooster fish is insane.
Rooster dues, man.
I mean, always describe Costa Rica as like the jungle meets up with the ocean. I mean, and this is our Pacific. Really cool. Really cool place. And the accommodations will blow your mind. The dinners. Oh, my God. It's great. I want to go.
And by the way, we'll talk about that off the air. Listen, Mike was in, did you talk about hands-on research in Japan, look at some of these lure manufacturers. I mean, Mike, that was some trip. We'll get into that off the air because I want to hear all about it. But Mike, listen, the list of sponsors in this, in the Fisherman Magazine, and the way the Dream Boat's been going on, the book has stood the, and this is in the trade, we call it a book, not a magazine, has stood the test of time from way back, what, Mike, the inception, 77, even earlier. My first article was published in 79, I believe. Mike stood the test of time, and growing pains naturally, but Fisherman now is the premier here at the Northeast, this region. That is it.
I can't thank you enough for recognizing it. You know, we never take it for granted. Everybody here on this team is really passionate about what we do. You know, the magazine itself is, it's amazing how much work goes into it, how many people are involved with it when you consider the amount of content we're pumping out. I mean, it's still a marvel, and we love it. And you know, I'm glad you recognize that. And it is very strong. This magazine's got incredible muscle.
It is. Listeners, check it out. I've been in the game for more than 2.5 decades, where it's the Fisherman now with this Dream Boat Challenge, especially, is at the point where the sponsors come to them. You're not knocking on doors, you know? Like, hey, could you help? They're coming to you, Mike. So again, more and more prizes going on. Hats off to you, little brother.
Thank you, Tom. Well, same to you. I mean, I'm seeing your show grow, and in a lot of respects, we do some of the same things. You know, we're content creators, and that's very a unique talent. You know, if you think about it. But yep,
thanks, Mike. It's just a lot of fun. The Fisherman's been a great supporter. Listen, the Dream Boat Challenge. Check this out. There are the 7 categories. Minimum weights. Go to Fisherman Magazine, fisherman.com. Pick up, subscribe. You're basically talking about $29.95, a $30 entry fee to test your angling acumen and where you get to go and how good you are to win first place grand prize, a tricked out Steiger craft, second place prize, a trip to Costa Rica, a trip of a lifetime, third place, a Sea Eagle Fishing Explorer. It's all in the magazine. Go check it out. And also Hutch's editorial. But again, some nuts and bolts here. In New Jersey, 46 certified way stations for the Dream Boat Challenge. Bayonne down to Cape May, Wildwood. I mean, all over Fortescue on Delaware Bay. You guys have it covered. Yeah. DeBono, you guys, and Touch. Caruso, you guys, and Delawareers too, you have it covered. There's nowhere you cannot go to weigh in a fish.
Well, that's important to say. I'm glad you brought that up. You know, the process is catch the fish, go to a weigh station, the tackle shop will weigh the fish, and they will have the forms, must be filled out, they must sign it, you must sign it. The angler has to get the form back to us with a photo of the fish. You can either email it or you can put it in the mail. I encourage everybody to acquaint themselves with the rules. You got to go to the website, read about it, get involved.
Right.
It's as fisheries friendly as we can make it with those minimum weights. You know, each fish has to, you know, we don't want tons of fish being brought to the scales. So we kind of limit that. So keep an eye on the standings board. The drama of this contest evolves every single week with some of the largest catches.
It does, and, Mike.
within the whole region. So if nothing else, it's home plate for, you know, what's being caught and where.
Listen, the Dreamboat Fishing Challenge, the Fisherman Magazine, check it out. Good friend of Rack and Fin Radio, good personal friend, and good professional. Like I said, I got enemies and acquaintances. I do consider Caruso a friend, very rare, in all our years in the industry together. Mike, you take care. And you're going to get on the water anytime soon? I joke about that, but you're just like a paramecium everywhere, always in a business. And are you going to get to fish?
Fishing with my son, Mike Jr. in Montauk on Saturday.
Iron Mike. Hey, listen, I remember when he was about, I don't think he was ever that small. He's about 20 inches long, 24 inches long. Now he's kicking ass in Manhattan, I hear. Go, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, Mikey's doing well and loves fishing. And so, yeah, we're going to go out and kind of prospect because it's kind of early still out there, but there are some fish. So, I get out there, Tom. Absolutely.
Good for you, Mike. Listen, you take care, man. Have a good season. Hope to see you sometime this summer, man, when you get to Jersey.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity. Thanks for having me on.
See you. Be right back. See you.
So what is Talk with a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk with a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk with a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. Title 42 expiring next week. It was a COVID-related rule that allowed border agents to quickly remove some migrants over health concerns. As the policy expires, many are expecting a surge of new migrants. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says that they're working to prevent a blitz of border crossings.
We are building lawful pathways that will provide a safe and orderly way for individuals who qualify for relief under United States law to reach the United States safely.
Republicans have called for a secure border to end the chaos. Congressman Tony Gonzalez.
This crisis goes away by enforcing the laws that are already in the books.
This as community leaders from El Paso, Texas to New York City complain that their resources are being strained by all the new arrivals. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Areas of fog overnight will reach an overnight low of 41. Saturday will be partly sunny. A great day to be outside. We'll reach a high Saturday of 72. Mainly clear skies for your Saturday night with a low of 47. Sunday, sunshine followed by increasing clouds at a high of 75. I'm AccuWeather's Drew Shannon on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, just to give it a heads up, I know, it's the glorious month of May. Okay, turkey season's still going on, all that good stuff. September, bow season will be here before you know. Speaking of bows and bow season, United of Bow Hunters in New Jersey, they're excited. They have this new team they're putting together for youngsters. And it looks like it's going to be pretty intense, competitive in the whole bit. A lot of, from what I understand, a lot of scholarship money. Oh, scholarship money can be awarded. Join us online right now, good friend of Rack and Fin Radio, John Erndl. He is the president of the United Bow Hunters in New Jersey. Let's talk youth, let's talk archery, and let's talk the future of bow hunting in New Jersey with John Erndl. Presidente, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
Lock, cocked, and ready to rock. I mean, I love my fish, and you know that. I love my turkey, and you know that. But it's all right. June, July, August, September. Four months. Okay, we'll give it 5 months. What do you think? You going to be ready?
I'm ready. It'll be here before you know it.
John, this seems like a pretty cool idea the UBNJ has going on. What brought this about? Describe this S3DA team. What the hell does that mean?
Well, it's a national program that's geared towards getting kids out from behind the Xboxes and stuff and into archery, and there's also a message of conservation. The national board for it has some big donors, and they're able to provide scholarship money for the 15 to 18 year old class at regional and national shoots. So, archery's been up all over the country except New Jersey. Damn. It's not rising like it is in other parts of the country. And we think it starts with the youth. So we jumped on board. We got certified coaches in S3DA, and we want to put a team together. There's already one together in North Jersey, and we're going to be the Central and South Jersey team, and we're going to base it out of Garden State Archers in Wrightstown.
That's the group 110 Larison Road, correct?
That is correct.
Well, John, S3DA, explain that, please.
Okay, it stands for Scholastic Three-Discipline Archery. It's obviously for kids that are still in school, and it's all three disciplines of archery. It's outdoor field archery, indoor archery, and 3D archery. And as I said, they also have the message of conservation through hunting and how it's necessary and stuff.
Bingo.
Which some of the kids might become bow hunters. Some might just stick with the target archery, which is good, but they have an understanding of why hunting is important for conservation.
John, is there an age, youngest to oldest? What's the dealio?
Yeah, it's open for any kid who has their own archery equipment, from 6 years old all the way to 18 years old. And there's four different age groups that compete. So all the kids are competing against kids in their own age group. They're not competing against older kids. And there's four different bow styles that they can compete with.
Nice.
They have bear bow, Olympic recurve, pins, which is like a bow hunter class, and then open, which is the scopes and the long stabilizers and everything. So there's something for every child in this program.
John, I've been on some of these, I've actually observed some of these competition archery shoots with the stabilizers and the longbows. These things look like they belong like a satellite in outer space. Like, holy God, man, look at these things.
Yeah, they put some money into the equipment in the open class, that's for sure.
Yeah, listen, so you have the Eagle group, 9 to 11. You have youth, 12 to 14, and young adult, 15 to 17. Well, John, we're talking decades, and it's never going to happen again in Jersey. I used to Seton Hall Prep rifle team. We used to have a rifle team there. It was up on the South Orange campus. I'll never forget the president's name. What a prep. His name was Doug Beard. How do I remember that Erndl? I have no idea. But, man, he could shoot the ass off a gnat at 100 yards, no problem. Rifle teams, they're gone forever. But, John, why do you think in Jersey, schools have some archery teams, archery programs. Why is it not growing? In fact, if anything, it's on the wane. What's up? What do you think?
I think a lot of it is the social media presence in New Jersey. I think it's, the video games and stuff that kids really don't have to leave the house to do. What the beauty of archery is, you don't have to be a top athlete. Anybody can shoot a bow. And anybody can have fun with archery. Whether you're super competitive or you're just doing it for fun, it's something everybody can do. And that's where we got to get that message out to the kids is, hey, this is a fun sport that anybody can do. And I think this program will really help with that.
You're just on the Rack and Fin line this morning is John Erndl, president of United Bowhunters of New Jersey. And it's the S3DA team that is being formed in the three disciplines of archery. So, John, when is the competition, the tryouts and the time? What do you got?
It's not a tryout. It's any kid can come, like I said, with their own equipment.
Okay.
We can have four kids per coach on the team, and we're expanding the coaches. So, I mean, we don't want to make sure we don't turn any kids away that want to participate in the program. It's May 13th is when we're going to have the open house for the kids to come. Right. We'll talk to them about the program with them and their parents and everything. 10 o'clock. At Garden State Archers, 110 Larison Road.
And listeners, this is going to be John, I think it's a great program. Again, the UBNJ is at the fore of getting, you know, getting the youth, especially women also, but getting the youth involved in, and they're just hanging on to the bow hunting here in Jersey. We have some of the best bow hunting for our size state, the fifth smallest, most densely populated, I'd say easily in the Northeast, but I see, John, frankly, I see few kids in the woods. See more women in the woods, but few kids. So maybe, you know, we're hunting in areas where there's not much youth participation, but that's troubling. And the UBNJ is taking it by the antlers. So I give you guys credit.
Well, thanks, Tom. I mean, you know, we do a youth mentoring bow hunt every
right.
year.
Yep.
And
great event.
And it is like pulling teeth to fill all the spots with kids that want to go out that maybe don't have a parent or family that hunts, but they piqued an interest because their friends do it.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard filling the spots every year. And that's very troubling.
Yeah, John, it's I don't know how much, but the social media, like you said, the Xbox, the game thing, that's really just saturated. And, John, even just fishing this past, especially this past, stopped in at 3 or 4 fishing derbies here and there, kids getting a great time, good turnout on a fishing end. John, a percentage, I would have to say, not exaggerating, 20% to 30%. And quick in my mind's eye, just observing, running up and down around the lake, getting photos and all, but how many kids sitting in their little chair, rods out in the water, don't get me wrong, doing the, you know, with the two thumbs down there.
Yeah. Oh,
by the way, Eddie, you got a bite. Yeah. Oh, okay. And that seems to just have taken over, and it's a sad, sad thing. With my generation, you're a lot younger than me, John. My generation was the TV. TV was the evil. Then came the computers. Then came this, then came that. And now it's just not good to see. Just not good to see.
No, it's not. And unless we get numbers up, and it's not going to bode well for the future of hunting.
Yeah. Oh, John, also, I understand. Listen, I get this very last second. And, of course, the three initials, BBQ, definitely Pete Tom P's interest here. You understand, was it June 10th? The UBNJ has a 3D shoot and barbecue. Tell us about that, Arnold.
Yeah, since we couldn't have our dinner in March because of circumstances, we wanted to do something. So we're going to do a pig roast. We're going to have different venison dishes. We're going to have moose, and we're going to have turkey. We're going to have door prizes, and we're going to have the 3D range set up for anybody that wants to shoot. So you get everything with the ticket price, and we're also doing a fundraiser with a couple novelty shoots like the iron deer target and stuff.
Nice.
For Olivia Dean, she actually is on Team USA Archery. She's a local girl from Jackson originally.
There you go. All right.
And Team USA does not pay for them to travel to represent the United States in competition. So she's going to be representing us in Ireland in July.
Fantastic.
So we're going to do a fundraiser to try to help offset some of her costs.
Sure. Listeners, again, it's $40 for adults, $20 for youngsters, 12 12 and under, correct, John?
That is correct.
Okay, 33D targets. And I'll tell you, when the UBNJ throws an outdoor feed, people, it's right there. It's about the best you're going to get. And that's going to be on June 10th. John, tickets available, Venmo. What's the dealio? What do you got?
You could go through our website on PayPal, or you could pay at the door.
UBNJ.org, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, listeners, now, the UBNJ, the S3DA team, John, can people find out more about that on the website?
It's on the website. There's contact information that they can contact. Actually, it's my information. They can contact me. I'll fill them in. And like I said, that day we're going to have the coaches there. We're going to have the state director of S3DA there talking to the youth and the parents.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have all kind of literature for them, pamphlets, magazines that they can go and look over. And we're really excited about getting this going.
John, inevitable question, must ask according to, you know, regs, whatever. Is this a free event or is this a fee?
It's absolutely free. UBNJ is covering the cost for all youth on the team.
Okay, well, John, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin May 6th. And, Ernold, good to see you back up and around, little brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Tom. It's great to be back.
We will see you in September, my man. No, actually, I'm going to see you in June. And then we'll see you in September. We have to talk some bow hunting strategies because my lovely Dee Marie's aces. I'm basically like the Joker, dude. I'm the why. I got nothing going.
So what do you want, a little mentoring?
Well, yeah, if you can do that, man. I'll tell you what. We'll mentor, and I promise not to eat half that pig on the pig roast. Is that a dealio?
That's a deal, bud.
John, you take care. Good to talk to you again, little brother. We'll see you soon.
Talk to you soon, bud.
See you, man. Bye. Good guy. Great organization. UBNJ. Again, get the youngsters involved. The fishing thing sort of that just bothered me. Again, it's that Tom P. You're from the Pleistocene. In fact, that's what the P stands for. Sometimes I feel that in the morning when I get up. Oh, maron de me. But this thing with the phones with this and that. You're outdoors. You're fishing. What are you doing? And again, what do you do? Hey man, we're up against a break. Be right back, Rack and Fin Raider. Do we have time for some reports? Hopefully, yes. Yeah, that fluke opener. Now, some guys did well, you know, again, getting into the little corners, the little coves or whatever. I understand. I put this on a blog, too. Some guys fishing a high bar area or at a Barnegat, you know, Barnegat Bay somewhere there, and some of the other shelter waters had their asses handed to them on the way back. And that hard southeast, man, those were some fugly conditions. Hey, be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches, beautiful light, lines, colors, things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Wrapping it up this May 6th and 7th weekend on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. As promised, we have to get to some reports. Flounder season open, drum bites going on, heard about weakfish, bluefish showing up. Let's drop down to Hands, Bait and Tackle there, 109, Route 109 in Cape May. We have Nick on the phone. Big Nick, what's happening, brother?
Just about everything's going on down here. This is my favorite time to fish. We got drum fish, like you said, and we got the weak fish off the jetties. I even had a guy catch one off a Mag Darter. Bill Collins had a 26-incher on a Mag Darter.
Yozuri Mag Darter?
That's the one. Bolly Bone, if it was in Cape May County.
I was just going to ask you the color. Go, man, go. Nice fish.
Yeah, it's been good. Bunker Chunkin' off the Delaware Bay has been solid. I even had boaters reporting good reports up in the Skinny. 5 feet of water, tomahawk, and big bass.
Nice. What, top water plugs? What?
Fresh bunker.
Still the bunker. I know, what was it? Pierce's Point used to do some popping over there. But,
no spots.
Yeah. What's that? No. Hey, man. Open water is what I say. Now, back to the weekies. Nicky, is it anything in the back at night? Are they all along the jetties?
Well, our shop guy, Jeff, he went out opening day fluke season. He had two keeper fluke in the middle of the night and a nice 24-inch weakfish.
That is outstanding. Now, what do you hear? They showed up in Great Bay and Barnegat Bay up north. What are you hearing on bluefish down your way?
Guys in the back bay are starting to get some racers.
Nice. Good. What's going on? And, well, listen, are you going to get a chance to fish? I know you said it's your favorite time to fish, but you're a shop owner. You never get to fish, man.
Well, we got to go out in the middle of the night and find out where they're at for all our customers.
Okay, Nick, we'll see you guys next week, man. Take care.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Let's jump it up to Sea Isle with Mike the Critter Cunningham, Sea Isle Bait and Tackle, 4120 Park Road in Sea Isle. Fish Alley. Mikey, what do you have going on?
What's going on, Tom? How are you this morning?
I'm talking to Mike from Sea Isle, man. Fish Alley, where I understand in the back, man, along that J. Whoa, what's happening?
Well, I got to say, you know, there's fishing's been real good, but the most exciting thing for the, you know, the hardcore guys is the weak fish. They've really shown up in some big numbers. I've seen a lot of fish over 20 inches. So that's been the most, in my opinion, the most fun thing. But we've still got plenty of stripers in the surf. Seeing fish up to the 40-inch range pretty regularly. Clams have been the bait of choice. And no, you don't need fresh clams to catch a striper. Don't skip a fishing trip because we don't have a clam in a shell. Come on. Get some nice salted clam. Go down there and catch some of these big fish. Flounder season kicked off pretty good, but despite the weather. Man, come on. Rain, wind, every day. But we saw a good amount of fish still being caught. Once this weather straightens out and this water temperature bumps up, I think it's really going to kick in.
Mike, this weekend's the bellwether. Well, Mike, listen, in on the flounder in the back now, a gulp, a live mini deal. Listen to me. You guys out here in Cape May taught me, opened up my North Jersey eyes way back in the late 80s, about mackerel strips in the back, Mary, Mother of God and all the saints. I never caught so many fluke.
So, meat this time of year is traditionally always good, whether it's mackerel, strips, herring, blue, whatever kind of meat you can get, traditionally is good. But I got to tell you, I have a small sample size, but thus far, minnows have been number one.
Bingo.
And then like a 5-inch pink shine grub. Well, for whatever reason, man, we sold, they went out of here all day the past couple of days. That must have been putting up some good numbers. But it's, I think, too small of a sample size and too bad of weather. Like you said, this weekend, next week, we'll know really what they want.
Get Mike Blues. Talk to me about my Blues. What's happening?
Yeah, they're acting like typical bluefish. They're here one day, they're gone the next, they're back. Not a lot of rhyme or reason. Decent size at, 15 to 20-inch range. Just big enough to really, grind up your gulps on you. But it's weird. One day they catch them and the next day they don't.
Mike, any boomers in the surf?
Yes, a handful. We've seen three or four or something like that that have been reported back to us. Nothing since this storm. It was all, last week.
Right.
Usually that happens. We get a couple, then it slows down, and then when they leave the bay, we get a couple, we get a couple more.
Okay, join us on the line is Mike Cunningham, CIO Bait and Tackle there in Fish Alley. Mike, before I let you go, let's go back to the weak fish now. All pink stuff, pink finesse or worms under a float, what?
Yeah, all my guys lure fish for them. I don't really have any bait fishermen for the weak fish. Chicken has been the hot color. It always is.
Uh-huh.
But for whatever reason, pearls, different whites and pearls,
really?
They've been working pretty well this year, too, which is not the most common. We know stripers love the pearl, but we've been seeing, a good amount on the pearls, too. So electric chicken, and then, if you're not having too much luck, throw a pearl in there.
Okay, Mike, we'll see you guys next week. By the way, how's that incredible family of yours, Critter?
Everybody's doing great. Looking forward to summertime.
Hey, listen, bud. Listen, you put it out there. I offered you. You got to give me a time when you own a tackle shop. You're never off. That trout fishing's a dealio with me, man. You know that. You got to
get. When I retire, it's the first phone call I'm making.
See you later, Mike.
Have a good one.
And we're going to wrap it up with Billy Wiggins at Fanatics, 1325 West Avenue in Ocean City, New Jersey's favorite family resort. You have out front, and you have the Great Egg Harbor Bay back there. Billy Wiggins, what's happening, brother?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Well, listen, I'm still recovering from that paddleboard embarrassment at the AC Boat Show, but let's not go into that.
Now we won't talk about that again.
Listen, the Fanatics ordered me a special extra triple-sized giant pair of water wings. Yeah.
Well, that works for you, right?
Yeah, that's for that. Billy, what do we have in the back, man? What's happening?
Well, we had an interesting start to fluke season. The weather, we had all that rain and everything kind of pushed our water real dirty. So as the week progressed on, it got a little bit better as the wind's trying to die off a little bit. Starting to hear some fluke. Striped bass is still red hot.
And
even starting to hear some bluefish now.
Uh-huh. Billy, anything out front?
I haven't had a lot of chance of anybody getting out front until probably yesterday was the first real day that anybody really went out. But I didn't hear a whole lot yet. Most everybody's been relegated to back bay fishing and shallow water fishing for the flounder and some stripers.
Right, Billy, in the back now. Corson's all the way back past Weakfish Creek to, I guess, where the old railroad bed is. Anything popping back there?
Corson's has been real good for stripers.
Nice.
Getting Weakfish Creek back in those areas. I've actually heard of a few weakfish, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's been mostly a nighttime bite, but they've been around. And fluke fishing's been, you know, Ludlam, you know, the kind of normal haunts for the spring, south side of Rainbow. You get over on the flats. Those fish are not in deep water yet. So, but there's been some decent ones. I've seen some fish, you know, nothing huge, 24 inches, 23 inches. You know, there's been some good
nice fish. Before. Now, Billy, a gulp bite, a mini bite, what's the dealio?
It's been a combination. I think a mini bite's been better when the water's been dirtier. So, but the fluke bite, I think, is going to turn on this weekend pretty good with, now that the weather's and the wind's dying out, I think you're going to see a little bit more on the strip baits and a little bit more on the gulp.
Billy, this wind, listen, I'm a little reminisce a little bit here, and God rest his soul, Billy Nickerson. I don't know, Billy, if you remember, 94, 95, that wind started around St. Patrick's Day, hard west wind, and it went till the Friday of the Memorial Day weekend. You remember that, Wiggins?
I do remember that.
Yeah,
you get like one nice day here and there, and then it was windy.
Billy Nickerson said to me, says, did you bring this wind with you when you came down from North Jersey? I said, that was something. Okay, Billy, we'll see you guys next week. Take care, man.
Okay, take care.
See you, brother. And that'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. But on a more somber yet, let's try to be a humorous note here. Comedy for a cause. Remember last week? And there, but for the grace of God, go I, go we, okay? There is a fundraiser next week. This tears my heart up. Police Explorers present Comedy for a Cause, featuring comedians from Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club. I think that's up there in Point. Amanda Gale, Eric Tartaglione, and Tara Canastrassi. It's a fundraiser for, this gets me. Look at baby Ethan. He is, 2 years old, 3 years old, and it's going to be a comedy fundraiser. It's going to be at the Jackson Mills Fire Station, 465 North County Line Road. And Jackson, all proceeds benefit baby Ethan's congenital nephrotic syndrome, the medical expenses, the kidney transplants. 2 years old, 3 years old, just the most beautiful little kid I've ever seen. How does this happen? Why does this happen? Oh, and you hear from the, don't get me going, you hear from the, oh, it's in the divine plan. What divine plan? I know I'm going to hell, so that's I can say this. Anyway, doors open at 6 p.m., buffet at 7 p.m. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. I've seen a couple of these comics before. They are outstanding. It's at Jackson Mills Fire Station, 465 North County Line Road, okay, in Jackson. Tickets available at the Jackson Police Department or County Line Hardware. Questions, call 732-928-1111 for baby Ethan. Again, there but for the grace of God, go we. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Get out there and enjoy weather, fishing, and also freshwater. Don't not forget my sweet water opportunities. A lot of stuff going on out there. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.